producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Good idea, 855-993-7569. Sean, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there, Dr. Joy. How are you?
Doing very well, thank you. How might I help you?
So I've been out of a relationship for about a year that ended kind of poorly, and we were together for about 7 years before that. I'm kind of entering the dating market again, but I feel like I'm a little rusty about what I should be expecting, okay. How things kind of go along, when things progress from one stage to the next. So that's what I need your help with.
Okay. How old are you, Sean?
34.
And why did the last relationship break up?
Infidelity.
On whose part?
Their part.
Okay. Have you had anything to do with this person in the last year or not?
Yes, we stay in contact.
So when you say you've been out of the relationship for a year, what specifically does that mean?
That we separated, we're no longer together. We're
okay. Is this straight or gay relationship?
Gay.
Okay. When you say you see each other, you stay in touch. How often do you see each other?
Maybe twice a month.
Okay. The reason I ask is that may think about it from your point of, from the other side for a moment. Let's say you started dating somebody and you got to know them. And you said, gee, you know, how long have you been out of the relationship? And they'd say a year and say, well, you know, and infidelity and say, well, but we're still in touch. Ugh. So you hear that. Do you have any notion that the two of you could get back together?
No, I think it's too far gone.
Does he?
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. So let's... I know, don't you hate it when I'm really, you know, I'm intuitive about this? Because otherwise we go, oh, yeah, okay, well, let's talk about her. And all right, here's the deal, my dear. I think part of your confusion, for lack of a better word, part of your leeriness about sort of reintroducing yourself into the dating scene is perfectly logical. You've been out of it for a while. But part of it is... I'm not sure you're completely unencumbered, and I'm not sure that a potential date would view you as unencumbered, which is going to make things very complicated, and dating is complicated enough without that. So it would seem to me that the first thing you need to do is, for lack of a better term, clean this situation up a little bit.
Okay.
And it may be that, let me just say a couple things before we hone in on this one. I think it is possible to go from a romance into a friendship, but there needs to be an obvious break. There needs to be what we call a lacuna, a real hole between the one and the other, because otherwise, and if this hasn't come up, it's very likely to come up, especially if you start dating somebody else, that he either asks about this and then feels he has to up the ante, or that this relationship doesn't work very well and you're feeling kind of blue and call him up and he comes over to console you. I mean, you can see that it's too ambiguous right now. And one of the last things you need in any dating situation is any ambiguity, because there's enough that's going to be inherent, because you're trying to get to know potentially a stranger, and that's going to create all of its own kind of challenges. So having sort of a ghost in the machinery is not helpful at all. So the first thing I think you need to do is say to this dude, you know, we need to take a break from each other, and I'll always care about you, and if you're in trouble, you know, I want to hear, but I don't want it to be, I mean, because there are people who date who see each other twice a month. So, you know, you're in this kind of gray area where it's not serious dating, because that's a couple of times a week, but it's not completely broken off either. And that's going to make dating very complicated for both of you. And, you know, if he's nice to you or you're nice to him, what does that mean? And you know, you don't need to have breakup or makeup or sympathy sex. I mean, it's just, I think you're going to have to clean this up first. And it may take a little while longer, which means I know it's been a year, and obviously you are on some level aware of my dreaded one-year rule. But I don't think it's been long enough, and I don't think it's been clean enough and clear enough. So the first thing I think you're going to have to do before you start dating is undate this dude.
Let me throw a wrench into that, which is that I have.
I can hardly wait. Pardon?
I have started dating.
Well, I mean, but that doesn't surprise me, but it still means that it's probably part of the reason that, I mean, I think you're still going to have to get clear of this other relationship.
Okay.
And so how long have you actually been dating the person that you're dating?
A little over a month.
Okay. Does this have some potential of seriousness?
Yes.
Okay. So what are the questions? So all of a sudden we've gone from an abstraction to a specific issue. I still maintain that part of the question mark is because you've got a ghost. You know, you've got somebody hovering over the relationship, and that's not going to help either of you. And it may be that this guy is the transition, the one that you're seeing now is a transition one, which means you're going to treat him like a Band-Aid, which is an unfortunate thing to do to another human being. So tell me about this relationship. What are the questions about this dude?
You know, I'm just trying to understand. Actually, you talked about the gray area. That's kind of where I feel like I'm in a little bit. Like, so we've been about 5 weeks, although we hung out before we kind of decided that we're going to, quote, see each other. And we talked about, like, next steps and what that means. Like, and I'm trying to understand from your perspective, what are those, like, quote, phases? Like, okay. We're seeing each other,
right.
We're dating, we're...
All right, but Sean, that it becomes even more crucial that you're out of this other relationship, because think of just as an abstraction for a moment. You've known one person for 8 years, of which 7 of which you've been involved, and 1 of which you've been sort of involved, and you've got somebody that you've known for 5 weeks. It's just not balanced. You need to, and what I would say to the dude right now is, listen, I think this relationship really has some potential, you know, of getting to know each other and hanging out with each other and hopefully putting off sex long enough so we can actually know who the other person is before we get completely sidetracked by hormones, which I know you haven't, but, you know, at least I need to say it because it makes much more sense. That friendship into a romance is much easier than the other way around, because that's what you're trying to do with the ghost, is you're trying to go from romance into a friendship, and you can see it's not that easy, and there needs to be a break. Well, and the break will, even though so what I would say to dude right now, especially if you think it has some potential, you know what? I think one of the reasons that I'm a little rusty about dating is not only that I'm rusty about dating, but that I'm not, you know, I'm not completely emotionally available yet, and I'm sure he's figured that out as well. What I need to do is put both, you know, is put a relationship to bed. Not figuratively, but literally, or maybe not literally, but figuratively. And then I'd really like to call you in the next couple, you know, and maybe after the first of the year. And then let's see where we get, because there is an organic pattern to relationships. It's not the same for everybody, but it, because even with the same people involved or the same person, you're going to be with a different person, and they're going to have different, they may work longer, they may be out of town, they may have a sick parent, they may, I mean, be going to school. I mean, they're all, you know, the different people have different constraints on their time, but you've got a constraint on your emotions, and that's going to make dating very hard. You know, I don't want to go too fast. I'm just getting over a relationship. If, let's say that the new dude says, gee, Sean, you're the best thing since sliced bread. I'd really like to move in with you. And you're thinking, geez, Louise, I just got out of a relationship, and what's the ghost going to think about this? So you're not ready yet. And I think once you're ready, then relationships have their own particular organic rhythm to them. That, you know, that was great. We had a great date last week. I don't really want to wait another week to see you again. Can I see you on Thursday? Gee, that was great. You know, I'd really like to jump your bones, but I'd really like to get to know you a little bit better. So can we go and have, you know, breakfast on Sunday? And then, gee, I'd really like to see you, but I'm going to be out of town for the next week. So let's not launch something. You know, that they have their own rhythm. I think what's getting in the way of the rhythm and the planning is the ghost. So I think you're going to have to get rid of the ghost and put the new dude on ice temporarily, and then I think it'll be obvious. And I don't think you have to worry so much about the pattern as just your availability emotionally. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, folks. Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Key. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. So, so you hear that sort of being out of a relationship really means being out of a relationship. And sometimes we can get out cleanly, but quite often, and that's why the one-year rule. The one-year rule says, it's not that it's 1 year since you stopped living together, or 1 year since you stopped loving each other. It's 1 year since you haven't really been involved with each other. And seeing each other twice a month, and that's dating still. And so, you know, that you want to make sure that you enter into other relationships without being haunted by the current one. Because you're going to mess up a relationship. And how we start off relationships is going to be, you know, it's not only that's poison seed. It's that it's trust. It's being someone that we can sustain, someone that is trustworthy. So being out of a relationship is really important. All righty. 855-993-7569. So this is the season of flu. Right?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. The dreaded flu season.
Run!
Yes. So the question is, we were asking people, is, are you going to get a flu shot? So are you going to get a flu shot? You're going to get a flu shot, yes?
I already got mine. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So we asked people why or why they were not going to get flu shots. And apparently, I mean, a lot of places will give you a free flu shot. Did you know that?
I have heard that. I haven't found one, but I have heard that there are places that will do that, yeah.
Yeah, my insurance, and it's been true for certainly the last couple of years, is has always paid for flu shots. Yeah.
Mine too, fortunately. So, yeah. I haven't had to pay out of pocket for any. That's
and you can go, like, I mean, which I think is a really good thing. You can go to, like, Walgreens or something. You don't have to have a doctor's appointment.
Yep.
And, I mean, I think this is how... Yeah, look, I for one think this is how medical care has to kind of evolve, that going to a doctor for things that you don't really need a doctor for.
Right, exactly.
It's sort of bulking up a system that's already pretty bulked. So.
Yep. I think things like even the Apple Watch and some of these health devices, wearables and those sort of things are going to, in the future, maybe 5 years out from now, are going to cut down a lot on those visits to the doctor that maybe we don't need to have, you know?
Yeah, I don't disagree with you at all. And they're getting to be more around here, at least. There are these kind of freestanding kind of walk-in medical things that are presumably fairly, you know, fairly affordable.
Right. So, yeah.
Well, we shall see.
Yeah, I hope so. I hate going to the doctor. I don't know about you, but...
I actually have a doctor that I actually like.
I do too. I shouldn't say I don't like my doctor. I definitely do, but
it can take so long, and it's very expensive. And you know what sort of irritates me, which is, I think, having said I liked my doctor, is when my doctor's there, my doctor's great. When my doctor's not there, and I'm a great fan of paraprofessionals, except his paraprofessional. Sure. And basically, it's one of the complications, which I probably am being a bit of a brat about. But I've actually been to medical school, and she hasn't. And therefore, and I'm certainly willing to negotiate with my, you know, my doctor is deals very well with me. He says, you're very smart.
Yep.
Shut up and come in.
Right.
You know, I'm not sure what the solution is, but so we're asking. But I don't go to him for flu shot. I went and got a flu shot. I know I needed a flu shot. I got the flu shot last year, and I've always been a little ambivalent about flu shots. But you got yours. I think maybe Ebola made everybody sort of think maybe a flu shot.
Yeah, then you don't have to worry if you get sick. You know it's not the
flu.
Well,
that's
virus,
it.
Then, you know?
And that's what I did the first time I got a flu shot. Sort of voluntarily, and you know, was during right after September 11th, and I figured that way, if I come down with symptoms, I'll figure it's anthrax.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
you can believe it.
You know that you maybe have a reason for being worried instead of unfounded worry. You know, yes, exactly.
All right, so let's hear. So we got a lot of response on this.
Tons of them. Yeah, this actually has been one of our biggest ones so far. So people are passionate about this.
Right, and they have to, the issue is, if you respond, would you get a flu shot? You have to tell me why you would or wouldn't.
Yes, exactly. So we said, are you planning to get a flu shot this year? Why or why not? The first one in is Tracy, and she says no, emphatically. She says, I've never had the flu and can convince myself I'm not sick. You know,
okay.
I think there's people that probably can do that. I really do. There's some people that just never get sick.
Well, you know, but she also points out something else. She's not saying she's not going to get sick. She's saying she's going to convince herself she's not sick.
True.
Which
right.
means, Tracy, God bless you. And I think that there is partially. Yeah. We know that people are, for example, depressed, yeah. mm-hmm. much more prone to illnesses.
Right.
When people are stressed, they're much more prone to illnesses. But we need to make sure, Tracy, my love, that you're not one of those people who is actually running a fever 110 go to work. Because you'll make everybody at work sick.
Right, right. Good point. Dave says, I got the shot and have been sick for 10 days with something between a cold and the flu. Need a shot for the cold, too, he says. Wouldn't that be nice if they had a cold shot?
Yeah, rhinovirus. Yeah. Not at this moment.
No.
Well, and this time of year, I don't know where you live, baby cakes, but there's also, it's not cold per se, but there's a lot of pollen around because it's been a late fall. And there's a lot of wind, and then we really haven't had a hard freeze. And so there's a lot of pollen circulating, and you can get a lot of the same symptoms.
It hasn't been particularly, at least here anyways, hasn't been particularly wet this fall either.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not holding that pollen
Nothing's damped down, yeah.
Yep. Let's see. Murad says, no, because I'm worried I might get the symptoms of the flu. And
well, there's some question about that. It's an attenuated virus, I think. And one year I think I did, and one year I didn't. So I don't know. And I figured that a light case that jazzes up your immune system is probably better for you in the long run.
Yeah,
but I hear.
The next one kind of says the same thing. Tom says, no, I've been sick from them in the past. Since then, we've read about mercury that they contain.
Well, I don't think they contain mercury anymore. I think they've changed
I think that's kind of getting to be one of those old wives' tales at this point.
Yeah, it was also fillings and question of whether or not it had anything to do with autism, and I think most of that's been debunked.
Right, right. Let's see. Rochelle says, no, I don't bother. I hardly ever get the flu. I'm not closely around people very much.
I have all these hearty listeners, don't I? Well, luckily, we're not going to be shaking hands with each other, so.
They take care of themselves, apparently.
Yeah, my healthy bunch, yeah.
Let's see. Lorraine says, definitely yes, as I do each year. Had the flu once, and it was not pleasant.
No, flu is not great. Even if you're relatively healthy, it can predispose you to some other stuff. So it's really worth, it's probably worth not getting it.
Right. Let's see. Pamela says, no, never had one and don't need to get them now. I keep my immune system strong by making sure my vitamin D is high. I eat well and exercise and get good rest.
Well, okay.
Yeah, if it works, it works, I guess.
I'm impressed with you guys. I'm not sure I necessarily agree, but 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 120
26-serving, 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90.
Save over $25.
Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Andrea, you're on the air with Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I inadvertently overheard a conversation that one of my coworkers, who is slightly subordinate to me, not that it matters, had with one of our clients about one of his peers, another coworker, who again is slightly subordinate to me.
Okay.
Where he completely maligned him out of the blue for absolutely no reason. And I say no reason because he discussed a project that I had worked on with the other gentleman that he actually had no input on at all. And what he said is that he had to come in to save the day, stop what he was doing so that the whole thing could be taken care of and resolved and made appropriate, and he doesn't understand how this person functions, and he just said a whole list of terrible things to him to the client. About
would this client have anything to do with other people at the company, or only the person, Mr. Big Mouth?
Well, I mean, I'm going to have to deal with the client.
No. But
well, eventually he may have. Right now, it's only Mr. Big Mouth.
All right, because I'll tell you, I think what happened, and I'm not sure what your question is, but let me just walk you through it. My guess is that Mr. Big Mouth was doing something incredibly inappropriate, was just trying to make himself look big to the client. In other words, he was saying, you know, I'm the superstar here, I'm the rock star, that, you know, other people do bad things, and if the client is sequestered, so he'd only have to deal with this one person, with Mr. Big Mouth, then it's certainly ill-advised, but somewhat innocuous, in that other people have done similar things, in that said, you know, I'm the only one at the radio station who really has, you know, has an audience. You know, people do
well,
stuff like
true,
that.
Well, that's true, but, you know.
It's not, that's what I'm saying. It makes a difference.
I know.
Because do I think what he did was okay? No, it wasn't. But he will then say to you, if you go to him, and you and I can talk about that part, but if you go to him and say, I overheard it, that's inappropriate, it's rude, and you can get sued for that, he's going to say to you, look, this, you know, I was just trying to make myself feel important, that the job was about to go away, he needed to know that, you know, that I was on his side, that, you know, that's, it was just a technique to make him feel that I was his, you know, I was more on his side than the company's. And it's not an invalid point. So that's why I'm telling you it makes a difference. If the client has access to the person he was bad-mouthing and might be working with him in the future, then it's completely out of line and the guy needs to be hauled in. If not,
He will. It's one of those things where there is a rotation that way.
Okay, well then that becomes the issue. You can see very quickly. There's no question that it wasn't a very nice thing to do. The point is, was it an effective thing to do? Because in business, as you know, nice is interesting, effective is what counts. Because as his supervisor, if the client only has access to Mr. Big Mouth, it's a very effective technique. It's saying, you know, I'm the superstar here. I'm the one everybody, you know, you should value working with me because I'm the superstar and I'll help you. And, you know, I'm much more on your side than the client. Very effective technique. It's called us versus them. On the other hand, if the deal is that client may have access or should have access to other people in the company, it's completely inappropriate, at which point you got to say to him, I overheard you say this. You know, I understand it's a technique for binding him to you, but given the fact that you're part of this company, that the client will have access to other people, it makes you look petty and stupid and childish and mean-spirited, and you're not allowed to sequester clients like that. And if I ever hear of it again, you're fired.
Okay, I didn't know if I could actually do that because
sure.
It was not my intention to overhear the conversation.
No, but the point is that. But you see the differentiation I'm making.
I do. And,
and I would say to him, and especially if you're not... if you're not terribly superior to him, I would say, I get it, that if in fact, what you may have been focusing on, Mr. Big Mouth, was the fact that the short term, which is this is certainly a very effective technique of getting your client to value you more highly and to feel loyalty to you. But the reality is that at some point, 6 months down the road, it's very possible that they'll be dealing with the person you badmouth. You can't do that. And if it ever comes to light, you can be fired for it. It can be called harassment, it's slander, so you can't do it. But you see why it makes a difference.
I do see why, and as I said, unfortunately, it is the latter situation.
Then you haul him in and you explain to him. Yeah, but you also, unless you want to lose him, I mean, you can also fire him outright. But... and if you have to go to another person, it's going to be hearsay. It's going to be your word against his. But I mean, so if you are superior, and even if you're just doing it as a friend, say, look, I get it. I get that it's a very effective technique. But understand that, you know, next month, the client's going to be dealing with a person you badmouth. How do you think that's going to work? You can't do that. Cecilia, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Just wondering if you could give me a simple way to handle my mother. I have a stepfather 20 years about. I don't consider him much of a father. Really, he's more of a pain in the neck. And
how old are you?
I'm 34.
Well, I mean, he's not your father, but he is your mom's consort. So
correct.
Where is your biological father alive?
No.
Okay.
It never was around.
Okay. So it's the only dad you've ever had?
When they got married, he's even admitted he wasn't really thrilled about being a dad again, so I'm not so sure you could...
Well, I mean, he may not have been great.
He's been my husband, and he's been there, but he's never been the fathery type, you know.
Yeah, well, were you the daughtery type?
I tried. After I had kids, I tried, and he just, he wasn't willing to drive even 40 minutes to come see us, have dinner, watch a movie. He had his little routine, and he'd rather drive 25 minutes to go to dinner at a restaurant.
Well, but understand, I mean, not everybody is entranced with kids and grandkids and whatever. What, would your mother come by herself?
No, she won't leave him now. He is getting sick, and she won't leave him.
How old is he?
70. So he is up
and
getting up now.
How's mom?
About 65. Yeah.
Okay, so what's the issue here? What's the question?
I'm going back for a visit, and one of the reasons we left and moved many states away was we didn't feel like we were getting anything from the family anyway, but I don't want to rub that in anybody's nose or really say anything about it. But now that we're visiting, she's, well, have you talked to him? Have you done, yeah. And to be honest,
Cecilia, yeah. Let me tell you, before we go any farther, you've got a choice here. You can either go back to your 14-year-old grungy little self and be a snot, or you can be the magnificent grown-up Lady Cecilia, and you don't have to love this guy, but if you want a relationship with your mom, that it's very likely that whatever else he has or has done, he's taken care of your mom and made her happy for the last 20 years, and that's a gift. And whatever remaining time, that's a gift to her as well. The smartest thing you can possibly do is just be charming. You don't have to love him.
Just be cordial, I guess, is my question, because
charming slightly more than cordial, but yeah, I mean, you can treat him like a third cousin twice removed, but this is your Meryl Streep award day, that it's not going to ever occur to either mom or stepdad that you don't really like him. You're going to be so charming that you're going to surprise yourself, because it's the percentage play. Anything else makes you look petty and childish.
And is it a requirement that I always on Father's Day that I call him if he doesn't even call me on my birthday or anything?
Yes,
is
because
it?
Then you get the brownie points. You get to be the superior human being.
I don't want the brownie
points. Well, you get them from me. Yes, you do. You want them on your soul. You want them on your soul, and you want to make sure that, it sounds like the probability is that your mother will be widowed at some point. What you don't want her to do is make him Saint Henry and you the wicked child.
It's not worth it.
No, not at all. And all it costs you is on occasional visits to be pleasant.
I can do that.
And look, my dear, lots and lots and lots of us have been faced with exactly the same issue. And we don't have to love that person. And sometimes they're just as irritating as they can be. And sometimes they're presumptuous in what they think their role with us is. But the percentage play is to be charming.
So throw the bitterness and hostility in the pocket.
I wouldn't even throw it in your pocket. I'd flush it or, you know, confetti it or bury it or set it on fire. I'd just lose it. Because all it'll do is give you cellulite and wrinkles, and you don't need that. I mean, just wipe it out. Who cares? Stupid and cheerful and charming in this particular case.
I can do that.
And do you have children?
Yes.
What are the ages of your children?
7 and 8.
They will be so impressed, especially the 8-year-old. Is the 8-year-old girl or boy?
Girl.
Okay, she'll get it. They will be so impressed that, Mom, wow, you're really nice. And they'll learn that, you know, that this is what breeding is all about. This is what manners is all about, is not letting people know when you think they're scum.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is true, 855-99-37569. We've got, what have we got? We don't have very much time left to do. We've got about 6 or 7 minutes left in this hour, and then we have another hour to go. So if you're trying to get through, not a bad time to get through. All right, let's do some more about flu shots, because I'm absolutely fascinated about people's perception, not whether they get the flu shots or not, because that's, in theory, right, a yes or no, but the reasoning behind it.
Yeah.
I am a virtuous person. I don't get the flu.
Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah.
Yes, you mere mortals. Well, we do know that there is some association with stress and depression and
sure.
Our immune system.
Sure.
Our immune system is amazingly temperamental, I suppose, for lack of a better word. Although I think you do have to be a little careful. There is that sort of tendency to blame the victim, you know, and what was it? What's his first name? Cousins. Oh, it'll come to me in a minute. Norman Cousins, wrote a book like 25 years ago that said basically that he had cancer and that he watched Three Stooges movies, I think. Was it the Three Stooges or Marx Brothers? It was guy kind of humor.
Sure.
And cured himself of cancer. And
wow.
It made a huge fuss, at the time. And but, I mean, the problem is, and there's no question that sort of having a positive outlook can make a huge difference.
Sure.
But that you want to make sure that people who watch Marx Brothers music and their tumor doesn't, shrink are not, well, it's just because you didn't try hard enough.
Right, right.
It's one of the things that drove me nuts about the movie, the Notebook, was somehow if you love somebody enough, they'll come out of Alzheimer's
and
remember you. And I'm thinking, I just want to strangle somebody because it's so mistaken. And that somehow that if you love me enough, you wouldn't have Alzheimer's. Be careful about that kind of thinking. It's just not accurate. All right, so let's go back to flus.
Sure.
The flusies.
Fun stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
We only cover the fun stuff here.
Indeed.
So, I think the last one we left off on, she was talking about the vitamin D and eating well and all that sort of thing. I have to agree with that to a certain extent because, I mean, that sort of thing is very important. I started taking zinc last year at the first sign of, the little tickle at the back of the throat and whatever.
Yeah, a lot of people
and
believe in that.
I'll tell you what, it has worked like a charm for me. And, you know, I suppose it's different for everybody, too. It might not work.
Yeah,
well
I agree with you. And you know, being a broadcaster, people are always coming up with great ideas so you don't sound icky. The problem is, as far as I'm concerned, zinc gives me an upset stomach is the problem.
Okay,
it's very hard on your stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, listen, I never argue with anything that works, but basically getting a good night's sleep, drinking a lot of water, washing your hands. I mean, you know, we all know the obvious, right?
I would hope so.
Yes, well, if not, that's why it's obvious.
Yeah.
We'll tell you again. There we go.
So Hector says, yes, he will get the flu shot. There's too many strange viruses going around.
Yeah, and I agree. I mean, the thing about getting a flu shot, and I'm surprised somebody hasn't actually already mentioned it, which is that you're basically only being inoculated against what they now know.
Yeah.
Which is true, and that viruses do mutate. And so, but the question is, are they going to mutate close enough so that whatever you've got is going to be protective or not? And,
sure.
You know, it's hard to know. As my daughter says, who kind of works in this field, it's the stuff that we don't have a name for that's going to get us.
Yep.
There's a name for it, you're probably okay.
Lori says, yes, because I have a young child who gets one as well. I had a mercury-free one when I was pregnant. I agree with the medical authorities who say that you cannot get the flu from the flu shot. She says, the shot makes my arm sore, and I'm a little more tired for a few days, but it's definitely worth it.
Yeah, and I think part of that, again, is going in. My guess, and I don't know that anybody's ever done the study, because it's probably a little bit immoral, to be quite honest, of telling everybody that they got the flu shot and then doing two things, tracking them and seeing if they got the flu or not.
Right,
Number one. And number two, if they, you know, how they felt in the next, like, week. And the thing is, my guess is that a certain percentage of people who got a saline injection are going to say that that they got symptoms in the first couple of days, but they were flu-free. Try to say that with a mouthful of teeth.
Yeah.
You know, what we believe to be the case. Because I remember a couple of years ago, I was doing a promotion for a drugstore, and so they had me come down. They didn't make me. They were fairly insistent, but that's not the same as making me. I am a person of free will. But they came and they took pictures, and, you know, and I was going on a cruise the next day or something, and I'm convinced that I got, you know, that I had light symptoms. This year, I just literally was in, you know, I was bouncing around the city. I was doing 15 different things. I just happened to go past, I guess it was a Walgreens. You know what? It wasn't. It was Kmart, believe it or not. I know. I was shopping for my share wig for next year.
Oh, sure.
And they have big signs that says flu shots. And I said, and it was like, you know, I had to be at the theater in like a half hour. And I thought, you know what? Just do it.
Yeah,
and I tend not to do that on times where I can't go home and, you know, and if I'm going to feel icky, then I just went and got it. And I was fine.
Yeah. Yep.
No symptoms. I didn't have time to have the symptoms. It didn't occur to me. I was so distracted. There was a three-hour play that I was fine. So, you know, I think I'm as probably suggestible, if not more so, than the next person. So what can I tell you?
I have a feeling, though, too, that the shot has gotten better in recent years.
I think that's true. They at one point they were using live virus, and I think they just don't do that anymore.
Right, yep.
Because, first of all, it is not any more protective, apparently, as an attenuated virus, and there's obviously much more of a risk.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. Let's see. Chris says, no, I'm taking a supplement instead, and I feel great and won't get sick.
Okay, good.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, we should do... It's it's kind of like that at one point, early on in my career, which I've learned not to take on people who have bully pulpits because they'll bully me, but... I think National Enquirer used to do, predictions on the first page of the year of, you know, all these things are going to happen. And I actually wrote them down. And then in December, would call up the people who made these predictions and say, okay, you want to talk about these?
Yeah.
And something like, and these were psychics. I think that's the other part of it. They're all psychics. And they were less accurate. I think I'm trying to remember, it was sort of somewhat complicated. Somebody else did a study on it as well. But what I would do is I would write down what their predictions were and then call them in December. But somebody, I think, actually did a study that had psychics as opposed to just people randomly choosing events like, you know, it's going to be a cold, the winter is going to be 5 degrees above normal or something, or the unemployment, I mean, you know, betting on whatever it was.
Yeah. Yep.
And it turns out that the general public was right, I think, about like 23 to 30% of the time, and psychics were right about 10% of the time.
that's too funny.
Yeah, but now I don't take on psychics because I figure they have voodoo dolls.
Yeah,
you know,
you never know.
And you take on the wrong psychic and, you know, not a good idea. So.
Yikes!
Exactly.
All right. Oh, well, I guess we're heading
the
up
psychics,
on break here.
The psychics, the psychics just heard me. Yeah, they did us right. 855. Only kidding, you folks. Honest, sort of. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.